Thanks to a successful marketing campaign, we know a whole lot about the color pink and breast cancer. But today, we're spinning the wheel to land on the color teal and talking about another important women's health issue. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about ovarian cancer.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare's Transplant Center, which this year celebrates its 50th anniversary. Learn more about UK's comprehensive transplant care at 257-1000 or visiting ukhealthcare.uky.edu.
September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and I recently spoke with Dr. Ed Pavlik, Director of Ovarian Cancer Screening Research at the UK Markey Cancer Center. And I asked Ed, why do people seem to know so much more about breast cancer than ovarian cancer?
Well, there's a good deal of reason for people not to be aware about ovarian cancer because it usually strikes in the golden years. The children are out of the house, maybe out of college. Retirement maybe is approaching or not. Everybody feels sort of stress-free because they've progressed through their lives and are comfortable. And that's usually the window when the risk is the highest, so that we say that it's roughly 50 per 100,000 for people who are 50 years old. Overall, the other reason is that the risk lifetime of breast cancer is 7 times higher than ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer risk is 7 times less frequent, so it's not thought about as much. And, we are, in terms of ovarian cancer awareness, the teal people, the breast cancer people, are the pink people. And there's no secret that we see a whole lot more pink than we see teal. So Ovarian Cancer Month for awareness is to bring teal to the front so that people have that, on their mind.
Dr. Pavlik says that nobody is more proactive about the diagnosis and treatment of ovarian cancer than the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Our program, the free screening program, which isn't available anyplace else in the country.
Did you hear what he just said? It's absolutely free for every woman in Kentucky.
We have 43,000 women roughly in the program. We've given over 240,000 free screens with ultrasound. And it's a continuing program that people, women can be interested in.
In fact, as a way to build awareness and take advantage of football tailgating around Commonwealth Stadium, Dr. Pavlik says the center has an important event coming up this Saturday.
We're going to tailgate for free right here in an easy-in, easy-out parking lot at the Whitney Hendrickson Building. The game starts at 3:30. We'll start at 11 o'clock for access. And to guarantee access, you can look at the ovarianscreening.info website, how to contact me and to get a pass in order to be put on the list. Now, the whole idea here is to offer opportunities for women to have conversations. There'll be cancer survivors, ovarian cancer survivors. There'll be people from the screening program, and there'll be people who may hear me talking right now and want to come and feel that they'd like to be part of this and part of these conversations. There's nothing more powerful than when women talk, and I'm willing to take the risk that some of these women will talk about us, and I think what they say will help us keep this program going.
For more information about the tailgating event and ovarian cancer screening, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.